It's Public Radio Weekend. I'm David Brown. Humorist Art Buchwald once complained that you can't make up anything anymore because the world itself is a satire. All you're doing is recording it. Well, he may be right, but we're about to test that theory as we turn our attention to the major news stories of the week and how they've been spun through the satire mill. Joining us here in our studios in Los Angeles are humor correspondent and stand-up comedian Tim Bedore. Hello there, Tim.
Hello, David.
So what of this week's news got turned into comedy?
Well, as anyone who reads the newspapers, and I've seen you with a newspaper, you're one of them.
Once or twice, yeah.
Or watches TV or goes on the internet knows, this week's front page news was the Middle East and Iraq and terrorism. And so the late night talk show hosts all had jokes about Martha Stewart, oddly enough. There's a war going on. They're talking about Martha Stewart. But of course they had war jokes. Let's start with a monologue joke from Conan O'Brien and check out the interesting delayed response that it gets.
All right.
Today the United Nations approved a resolution to lift the sanctions on Iraq. That's right, yeah. Yeah, good thing, yeah. It's a very good thing, yeah. The move will allow Iraqis to buy things they don't have, such as medicine and weapons of mass destruction.
Very funny joke, and it has the added advantage of being true, which always gets you difficulty points from the judges.
Yeah, why the delayed reaction, you think?
Well, that applause came in, I think, because this joke depends on what you call a twist. That's the setup, where you get thinking about medicine, things they don't have, and then your mind just goes to clothing and food, but then they twist it. The punchline is weapons of mass destruction. So my guess is the audience, it took a moment to get their head out of the heavy issue of not having medicine and food, or they could just be very slow.
Right.
They could have been a
Could have been something like that. Yeah.
Next up, David Letterman gets a laugh using only his wonderfully cynical, ironic attitude and then tells a wonderfully structured joke.
The terror alert system here in New York City, we're now at a level orange. Level orange. So have a great holiday, everybody. I want to tell you. That level orange, everybody in New York City is a little edgy. Today, my cab driver panicked when he spotted himself in the mirror. So, everybody.
David, for me, that joke, it's a wonderfully written joke, but it's great because it has depth. This Arab cab driver has become so American, he feels threatened by himself.
Yeah.
I love that joke. It's the American immigrant experience in a microcosm. The next segment comes from The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. David, this is the kind of piece I'm envious of. I wish I had written it, and I can't believe, I don't want to believe, they came up with it in one day. It's not only a great parody of Crossfire-style journalism, but it exposes the circular arguments of religious zealots all in one really neat installment of a segment they call Even Steven.
Tonight's topic, Islam versus Christianity. Which is right?
Islam.
Christianity.
Islam!
There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet. Stephen? Steve, this debate is about religion. Let's discuss it rationally. Now, think about it. If you were God, would you manifest your divine glory to a shepherd in a cave in Saudi Arabia in the 7th century? Or as the son of a carpenter in a manger in Judea in the year zero? Come on, use your mind. Stephen, what part of there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his prophet don't you understand? Look, let's assume for the sake of argument that your God is the one true God. That would mean Allah is not the one true God, which we know he is. Don't you see your logic eats itself?
First off, it's not my logic, Steve. It's God's logic, as written in the Bible, every word of which is true. And we know every word is true because the Bible says that the Bible is true. And if you remember from earlier in this sentence, every word of the Bible is true. Now, are you following me here, or are you some kind of mindless zealot?
And that's just the first minute and a half of it. They end this whole thing. It's about 3.5 minutes. They end up by finding out they have common ground. They both don't like Jews. And the host is Jewish. Wonderful parody from The Daily Show.
The Daily Show is just a wonderful program. But what about you and your fellow comedians? I mean, what topical war-related humor is being done in the clubs this week?
You know, I've been asking around, and there isn't much war-related material being done, and I think part of it's because no one wants to be the next Dixie Chick.
No, indeed.
You know, we'd want to hang out with the Dixie Chick, certainly. but we don't want to be burned in effigy like them.
Right.
Topical humor for comics is an interesting thing. It's an investment with little payoff. One, you can polarize part of the audience. You know, a lot of people are there to forget about the day's news.
Sure.
They just want to laugh.
Sure.
And then there's a politics involved. But a topical joke, you may work on it, and it's good for a month or a week, not for years and years
right.
in your act.
Right.
So, David, from all that we've heard today, mm-hmm. what did you learn?
There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet? Is that what you were
That's
thinking?
No. I was looking for a more overall point on that, less specific. I was saying more, and I'm a comedian, and I want to boost our standing in the world, but I think TV comedians can get away with saying serious things that I don't hear serious TV people saying. I think they're afraid to say it because it's not in the form of a joke.
If that's true, then topical humor serves an important function.
Yes, humor can be the national purge valve.
Thanks for dropping by, Tim. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Tim Bedore, Public Radio Weekend's humor correspondent, and by night a stand-up comedian. I'm David Brown, and this is Public Radio Weekend.